viendo.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. Now, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, chances 50-50, or you're not going to vote.
Definitely.
Definitely. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. And what is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
41.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each one, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important of an issue it is for you to have the president and Congress focused on, okay? 10, most important, 5, somewhat, 0, not important at all. Reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
You can, 10, okay. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, okay? Now, okay. Making housing more affordable.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
I'm sorry, what were the options?
Was that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Now, could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, you are between. Okay? How would you rate your feelings about Democrats in Congress?
100.
Zero, how much?
100.
What about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration?
100.
Joe Biden.
100.
Now, I'm going to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on for each police radium on the same scale, 0 to 10? How important is that issue for the FDA to be focused on, okay? Now, reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl, from 0 to 1 on 10.
Oh.
No, 0 to 10, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
5.
What about preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
10.
Now, we are 50% down, okay? I'm going to try to speed it up, okay? Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No, I'm not against it.
So would you oppose it, or would you support the ban?
Oppose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Is this a scale one?
No, either it could bring more benefit or harm. Either somewhat more benefit or more harm, or much more benefit or much more harm.
If they ban it, right?
Yes. Do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you think that there are other issues more important right now?
I think there are other issues more important right now.
Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, which is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
I agree with the first option.
Okay. Now, let me read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Please let me know how concerned you are about that outcome. Okay? The first one, an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned that this might happen? Or this is going to come
not
to pass?
Not very concerned. Not very concerned.
Mm-hmm. What about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Concerned. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said concerned.
Somewhat or very concerned?
Somewhat.
What about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Now, we're almost done. 70%, okay? Just
okay.
Give me just a couple of more minutes, and we should be done. Now,
okay.
I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, somewhat, and 0, you do not agree at all with the statement, okay?
Okay.
Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with this statement?
10.
10. The second one says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
Agree. 10.
10. The third, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products and nicotine and mental bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate.
Zero.
Okay.
Disagree.
The federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. bans for underage smokers, and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense. But it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
Five.
Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Do I oppose that? No.
So, would you support or oppose a ban?
Oppose.
Would you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
What was the other one? Not somewhat, but what was the other one?
Federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over.
I would oppose it, highly oppose it.
Okay. What about, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Regardless of what you say on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think more harm.
Okay. Would that be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults or would have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No impact.
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Beer?
Yes.
Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Soda, pop?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
No.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Yes.
What about heat, not burn, tobacco products?
No.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Are you married, single, separated, yes. Divorced? Okay, you're married.
Yes.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes, one.
One, okay. Mm-hmm. So you still have that one, okay? That's good. which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Mm-hmm. Middle class.
Okay. And are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. We are complete with the survey. Thank you very much. You've been
You're
a great help. Thank you very
of
much,
course.
Ma'am.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.